Michigan has the country's highest unemployment rate and had lost more than 74,000 jobs in the last year. But here is one area where the state is succeeding: school robotics competitions. At a national championship in Atlanta this week, teams from Michigan high schools and middle schools are dominating. Susanna Capelluto of Georgia Public Broadcasting went to the competition to find out why.
Being a nerd is cool at Zeeland West High School in Michigan, just ask senior Stuart Elzinger. He drives the school's robot.
We're pretty successful, so a lot of people think it's cool. It's not like being on the football team, because our football team's won one game in the last 3 years. We've brought more trophies back to the school than any athletic team at our school.
Elzinger's team is called BOB, short for Build on Brains. It's one of 46 robotics teams from Michigan at this week's first competition. The state has the largest representation, fielding 1/8 of all U.S. teams.
He's ready. 3, 2, 1, go.
Robots here at the Georgia Dome look like 5-foot-tall praying mantises on wheels. They race around a track in bumper car fashion. For 2 minutes, they pick up and push around 40-inch balls, all by remote control. There's a lot of mechanics involved, and it's no surprise Michigan dominates.
It's the auto industry investing for the future, is what it is.
Scott Marlin is a technical training manager at Chrysler. He mentors the Juggernauts, a team from Pontiac. The big three Detroit automakers all sponsor teams at this competition, and so do their suppliers. Marlin says the industry invests in the students even in bad economic times because there aren't enough U.S.-born engineers.
One solution to that problem has been the importation, bringing in foreign nationals to be our engineers, and we want more and more local homegrown people. And this is one way to get people excited about coming into the engineering field.
These high school teams have cult followings in Michigan, with fans showing up at competitions in painted faces. The excitement pleases Kevin Gay, who works for General Motors and mentors a team from Romulus, Michigan. He hopes these students will stay in the state once they graduate.
Yeah, you need to have the kids, the smart people in your area, so companies come to your area, so then you get your economy back.
Stuart Elzinger's hometown of Zeeland has already been hit. Some supply companies have closed, and he realizes that what he's learning now could save his community later.
Everybody knows that they're going to need us to come in and innovate more and come up with new ideas, because the world's changing and this is what's going to drive the world.
But for now, Elzinger has to drive his robot through the competition. And just being from Michigan raises his statistical odds. Teams from his state have won the national competition 5 of the last 6 years. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capelluto in Atlanta.